baseball coach, Byron Wiehe. Byron, it's a pleasure. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Doing fine.
Well, first off, congratulations, well-deserved and I think long overdue, to be part of the Colorado Dugout Club's Hall of Fame. You'll go in to that class coming up here on the 22nd at the Denver Marriott Tech Center. But just your reaction to getting into the Colorado Dugout Club's Hall of Fame, where I know we've had Ray McLennan go in there recently. Joe White, who pitched for you, will be going in with you as well. And so this has to be just an exciting moment in terms of your being acknowledged for what an outstanding coach you were during your college career.
Well, thanks for those great words there. I think, you know, it was a surprise. We were not anticipating it. But it's nice to be thought of that way. I think the biggest thing about it is going back, I get to see a lot of old coaches, ex-players. I used to go to the clinic about every year when I was coaching, and not just a piece of, but after that with some high school teams and coaches. And so it'll be fun to go back. It's a great experience. Young coaches to go and see the clinic and then go to the Hall of Fame banquet.
Byron Wiehe, former Mesa College baseball coach, joining us, the third longest tenure coach in Maverick baseball history. Chris Hanks holds that distinction with 23 years at the helm of the Maverick baseball program. Bus Bergman, who preceded you, Byron, with 21 years. And the fact that you were able to maintain the success of Bus Bergman and eventually, of course, Chris Hanks, when Joe Giratano left, took over the reins after you stepped down. But to get the team to the NAIA postseason pretty much every year that you were the coach there speaks to the level of consistency that you're able to maintain as the Maverick skipper.
Well, the one thing that we were able to do is we could recruit good players. We had a great facility to play in. I had some really good coaches, good boosters, people that were really into making us successful. And, you know, your whole program is based on the ability to get quality players in. And I think all those times we were conference champions and district champions and went to the playoffs, those are all good memories and everything. But I think the biggest thing is having a relationship with these guys that over 500 kids, and I say kids, they're not kids anymore, but over 500 of them that dedicated themselves to the Maverick program. And, you know, coaches don't get these kinds of honors unless you have quality people that are playing for you and quality coaches that are helping you coach them. So I think the biggest thing that I enjoyed about it was after you're done and time passes, you see all these guys, particularly the ones that are around the Grand Valley that were former players, and see them out into the public with supporting really good jobs and being successful. That's what's important to me.
Byron Wiehe, former Maverick baseball coach, will go into the Colorado Dugout Club Hall of Fame on January 22nd, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And you had so many great players, and it's hard to list off all of them, Byron, but I'm sure a name that for many of us that have followed Maverick baseball for a long time, name that immediately jumps out is Randy Reddy, who continues to coach at the minor league level. Randy played professionally at the major league level. I believe spent some time in Japan as well, playing professional baseball there, and racked up a bunch of different records when he played for you. And just talk about Randy Reddy a little bit, because he's one of those guys you can be. You had produced a lot of major league players out of the program during your time there, but Randy Reddy was one of the really special ones.
Well, he was, and he was kind of a enigma in the fact that he was, when he did play here, his last season, He was hitting 520 or 519, leading the nation in hitting, and we were going into the final weekend of our district conference tournament. And the coaches and I were together thinking, I don't think he can maintain that consistency. He's got to have a slump, and it's just going to come at the wrong time. And lo and behold, he went like 4 for 5 and raised his batting average to 522 and ended up that year leading the nation in hitting, and then was signed by the Milwaukee Brewers, and the rest is history. I enjoy talking with him, and one of the things that I make him do is he comes back. I work and coach at the Monument Little League, and I bring him back to be a guest speaker to our young coaches that are learning the game. And he does an outstanding job as a clinician. And I just ended up talking to him the other night. Always a good person to be around baseball-wise.
Former Mesa baseball coach Byron Uihe joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Byron, along with his former pitcher Joe White, will go into the Colorado Dugout Club Hall of Fame on January 22nd. Byron, during his time there, 28 players that went on to play professional baseball, 12 NAIA All-Americans coming out of the Maverick program during Byron Weehee's tenure. And you mentioned that you moved back to town a couple of years ago, and you've been coaching your grandson's Little League team, been working over at Monument Little League. And that's, look, coaches, you just can't get out of your blood, right? I mean, especially when you got a grandchild involved, and you, yeah, you got to get out there. And I think that the fact that you're helping young coaches learn from a guy like Randy Reddy and yourself, that's huge. I think that's incredible, Byron, the way you're giving back and helping some of those young coaches learn the right drills, the right practices, the right approach to coaching some of the young talent.
Well, one of the areas that I'm going to talk about in my speech at the induction is that these high school coaches, college coaches, it's our responsibility to give back to the game. And I think we're at a time where baseball, there's so many different sports that are coming to light, and baseball participation at the youth level is decreasing. And I think these coaches have to get out and do some mentoring to young coaches, as well as provide opportunities for them to learn basic fundamentals and not leave them to the internet to learn the game of baseball.
Byron Uihe joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. I do want to talk about your career as a player, because you're a Colorado guy through and through. You played for Durango down the Four Corners area and started playing baseball when you were a little guy, about the same age when I started playing baseball, Byron. At the age of 8, you were an all-league pitcher at Durango. I had a great game against Delta where you struck out 19 in that game before you went on to play at Adams State, played baseball and basketball for now the Grizzlies, the Indians back in the day. But take us through your prep career a little bit, and the path that took you to Adams State to play, to be a two-sport athlete, which is nowadays almost practically unheard of at the college level.
Well, I was lucky. I had some really good coaches when I was young, and I was surrounded by a lot of good, dedicated players, and that's all we did. You know, we'd play a baseball game at 10 o'clock in the morning in the summertime in youth baseball, and we'd go home in the afternoon and get the guys together and play another 2 or 3 hours. And that's just the way it was back then. And fortunately, in high school, we had an excellent team and really good players in high school, but I think our notoriety came when we were playing Legion ball in the summertime, and being from a small town to get to the state playoffs, Legion championship, we had to go through about 6 different tournaments and different cities, and ended up going to the state championship game against Roy Hinckley, And that was something that we'll never forget. I was lucky enough to be the MVP of the tournament. But those are great memories. But the big thing is the guys that I played with, I've had a couple calls from former players that I played with back in high school and congratulating me. And that's nice. The two other people that are going into the Hall of Fame, Joe White, I was mentored by his dad, Willie White, my first years out of college, coaching baseball in Littleton. And then knew Joe when he was about 6 years old and ended up recruiting him. And the rest is history. He's an all-conference player and signed with the Mariners and won a couple state championships at Thunder Ridge. But I was lucky in the fact that when I was playing high school and playing against Delph, I had a really good game pitching-wise. And the president of the college, which is was a real sports pro sports person, happened to be at the game, but he was there recruiting a president, if you can believe this, is recruiting band members to build the band up. And happened to see the game, and after the game, offered me a scholarship. And so I ended up playing basketball and baseball for 4 years, and we had very good teams, and it was a great experience.
You would never hear that happening today. A university president at a game recruiting band members to start a band. You put together your best prep performance ever on the mound, 19 strikeouts, and he says, "Hey, how'd you like to come to Alamosa?" I mean, that would never happen these days, where John Marshall, Mesa's president, would be somewhere and offer a scholarship to somebody. I just think that's, you know, times have changed, but that was some of the neat stories, the amazing things back in that day. And fortunately, right place, right time, him being there and you having that kind of performance, Byron.
Yeah, that's true. And don't count John Marshall out in doing that, because I've seen him at Monument Little League
Washington. Oh.
Down the sidewalks there, wanting to know what field his little one's going to play on. So I'm going to corral him sometime at the park and talk baseball. And I know that he'll support baseball and all sports at Mesa like they have. And you talked a little bit earlier about Buss Bergman. It was kind of the evolution of the programs at Mesa, and the fact that we went from a junior college, a very successful junior college in baseball, and then I was lucky enough. Buss recruited me also out of high school to play baseball, but I was a little bit crazy and wanted to play basketball too, and should have just went the baseball route. But anyway, when Buss was getting ready to retire, I visited Mesa and talked to him. And that's when Wayne Nelson hired me to come from the Denver area to be an assistant football coach and just basketball. And then coach baseball. And I just barely made it, didn't go to the psych ward for spending coaching those three sports for two or three years. And then after that, was able to coach just baseball, and that's about all I could handle.
Now, see, you joined Buss and the staff. Did you coach Jamie Hamilton? Was Jamie... You were there when you started with Buss?
Yeah. Jamie ended his junior college year with Buss. I had to turn around and recruit those kids that were getting out of junior college to stay at Mesa, and Jamie was one of those. And then one of his best friends growing up in high school was Rich Colfinari, and Rich was my first recruit to Mesa. And Jamie played for me, ended up being an all-conference player and signed a professional contract with the California Angels. And Jamie still holds the minor league record for playing all positions in one game. And that record's probably been there for 15, 20 years, maybe longer. But Jamie came back and coached after he finished his pro career and did a super job. And now, you know, he's kind of Mr. Baseball in town here with the JUCO and all that. And I get all these guys. I've already talked to Jamie about coming and doing our coaches clinic for Monument Little League. It really is nice for him to do those kinds of things and give back to baseball. You always expect these guys to be doing the things with the advanced high school players or, you know, young junior college players. But to get them back and talk to coaches that have 8-9-year-old kids just beginning their career is a super experience.
Well, and I think it's just remarkable that you have such a love of baseball, Byron. You're still giving of that knowledge to little league players and coaches. And I just think, like you said, coaches never stop coaching, right? Even when you're not maybe coaching college baseball anymore, you're still out there doing some great work and developing young coaches. And I think that's fantastic. I do also want to mention the role you play in the Mile High Intercollegiate Baseball League that you put together over in Denver, because that played a big role in giving college players a chance to get some extra time on the mound and out in the field with that league.
I think I stopped coaching at Mesa. I decided to jump out of the frying pan and get in the fire, and I became a high school principal. And I was in that role for about 7 or 8 years, but still being pretty close to baseball. And after I retired from the principalship, John Barnes, who was the head coach at the University of Southern Colorado and UNC, he and I got together with a couple other baseball people and started the Mile High Collegiate League. And we still wanted to coach, so we started the league so we could coach, and he coached the Greeley Grays, and I coached the Generals. But we ended up getting about 9 teams, and trying to be an administrator with 9 teams and coach, my wife would say, you know, I thought you were retired. And I was doing more with the Mile High League than I was at Mesa. And so it was a great experience, and we got it going, and it's still going to this day. They have a new leadership, but they're still getting 8 to 10 teams. And we had kids come back with a little bit, like the Grand Junction team that Sam Saplesio had. And we had kids from San Diego. It was kind of nice because I had a lot of former players at that time that were out as junior college coaches and D1 coaches, and I could make some phone calls and get those guys to bring their kids back to Denver and play on in the Mile High League. And so it was a lot of fun, and but it was pretty tiring. And, you know, you get kind of baseballed out after a while, but you never lose sight of what you're trying to do. And if I didn't do the Monument Little League and work on the fields and coach Little League teams, I don't know what I'd be doing, but probably not have a very long life.
And I'm sure your wife would say, aren't you going to go do something? Why don't you have a team you can go coach? You'd probably say, get out of here. Go work with some kids. Go out there and she'd probably tell you that, right?
That's for sure. You know, you can only do so much around the house. But, you know, if I didn't do this, I'd probably be taking naps and watching soap operas. But I got to be doing something in baseball. You know, if you have a passion for it, it's the best thing it's therapeutic, and I enjoy what we're doing.
Well, enjoyed your time coaching the Mavericks. And look, I want to thank you and guys like Bob Cortese and Doug Skockle and Bud Smock, guys that when I was at Mesa starting out in this business that I got to interview on a regular basis of giving me that opportunity to learn the do's and don'ts in talking to coaches. And so I always appreciated that as a young broadcaster, young student at Mesa, to get the chance to talk with you and the other coaches, and learned a lot in terms of interacting with coaches and dealing with it from a media standpoint. So I appreciate that. Yeah. Best of luck, of course, with Monument Little League and what you're doing there. Glad to have you back on this side of the hill. And congratulations once again, Byron, on going into the Colorado Dugout Club's Hall of Fame along with Joe White. Joe's a guy that I've known for a very long time, and thrilled for Joe to get that chance to go in. He didn't last year because of the COVID circumstances, but enjoy, soak it all in. And Byron, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Byron Wiehe, former Maverick baseball coach, joining us in the program. We'll have that up on the website probably around 10:30 this morning. So if you're around